Hi, you guys. I hope everyone is having a great day today. I wanted to talk about self-love and your self-confidence today. I struggle with this a lot, probably most of my life. I think that having self-confidence and, you know, learning to love yourself, it's something that you really have to build. I don't know, maybe it comes easier for some people. But for a lot of, I think, women, like it's something that we struggle with. You know, and maybe the ones who seem like they have it all together with their confidence is them just working at that every day. And that's not an easy task. It's very hard to choose that every single day. You have days where, you know, you feel off, you're just not feeling your best. And I mean, you're always going to have days like that. So I think what it comes down to is, in the mix of all of that, just choosing that confidence and to love yourself. Looking in the mirror when you see yourself and maybe just naming a few things that you love about yourself, or just, you know, in your head, whatever, just telling yourself that, you know, you look great today, or, you know, just admiring whatever it is, your hair, different features on your face, whatever it is, little things like that. You get in the habit of doing that, and it becomes second nature to just see yourself in this different perspective, rather than like tearing yourself down or wishing you look different. And over time, that just builds up. And it's something I'm still working on. I have my off days, but it's very important to work at that every day. Because more than anything, you have to love yourself. You know, I could get whatever compliments from whoever, from my husband, from different family members, whatever it is. But if you don't love yourself, you're not going to believe them anyways. You're not going to see it like that. And I think when you love yourself, you don't need validation from anyone else. And it's not just about your appearance. It's about yourself as a whole. You know, just loving even the weaknesses in your personality, what you struggle with, just truly loving every part of that, because you absolutely should, because you deserve all of that love and praise that you give yourself every day. Most of all, you have to give that to yourself. And, you know, for me, I'm also working on, you know, knowing that God loves me just as I am, all the imperfections, everything that I tear myself down about, even loving parts of myself that I've just made mistakes in my past. You know, forgiving yourself, giving yourself grace. It's very important. And having that confidence within yourself just helps you get on that path to being who you should be. And it all kind of just connects together. You know, loving yourself starts building more of that confidence within yourself. It's kind of like a ripple effect. And only you can do that for you. It doesn't matter if a million people told you you looked great, or you had the best personality, or you're funny and all this different stuff, but if you don't feel that way about yourself, it doesn't matter. And, you know, maybe that's something that a lot of people already know, and they don't struggle in that. But like I said, you know, we're all different, and we all have different paths. And if that is something you struggle with, then I hope that you can take something from this. With my journey through it, what I'm still going through with it. It's not like just one day I figured it out and then, you know, go about my day just feeling confident and loving myself all the time. It is a constant it's a constant struggle. And that's okay too. You know, it's, there's something so, I think just so beautiful about embracing that struggle and admitting to yourself those struggles within yourself. Because once you admit that, then that's when you truly can work on those things deep within yourself. And realizing that, you know, you don't need to be so hard on yourself, that you have the power to tell yourself words of affirmation every single day, whatever it is. Write it in your notes, write it on a sticky note, put it on your mirror, put it on your wall, whatever it is that's going to help you to remind yourself that you're an amazing person, that you're beautiful, that you're strong, that you're kind, that you're funny, everything. And for me, it's usually saving like really amazing quotes into my phone and just kind of like reflecting on that whenever I'm just having a hard day and just not having as much confidence as I would like. So it's just something every single day that I have to choose to do, especially in the really hard days, the days where I am just down in the dumps. I'm just, you know, there's a lot of stuff that can affect that. And I think the real growth comes from doing that on your hardest days. The days where it's just, it's not easy to choose to love yourself, to see yourself in that different light and be confident in things that you do. I have a hard time being confident in anything that I do. I have to work really hard at it. Kind of like, you know, fake it until you figure it out more, because when you start doing that more and more, kind of giving that different persona about yourself, you start building that and it becomes second nature. You have to like force yourself for a while there. Because I can definitely say that I've gotten better with it since just a few months ago. It's not as hard for me to remind myself to love myself, love those things about myself, to give myself grace and forgiveness and be confident in choices I make and things that I do. So it's gotten better. And I mean, I wish I had the magic answer of how to just fix it, you know, but I don't. I'm still going through that. But like I said, I think there's something beautiful in that, because we all struggle. We all are working through things within ourselves, and it's just nice to know that you're not alone in it, that we all go through that. And working on that is something so amazing and powerful, because we have the choice to do that. It's just realizing how powerful our minds can be and gravitating towards that. And I just think that's so amazing. But I hope that this is helpful in some ways. And, you know, just know that if you struggle with this, that you are not alone in this. And there are ways to just build that confidence, that self-love. But first, you have to make the choice and that you have to really want that. Because overall, when you love yourself and you have confidence in things that you do, that all of it, you see yourself in this new light and you just feel like yourself, you feel better. It's kind of like the next step into doing all the amazing things that you're meant to do in your life. But it really truly starts with you. You have to make that choice for it. I hope this was helpful, and I am always here for any questions, and yeah, well, I'll talk with you guys on my next one.